Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
Sleepless nights, I memorize my ceiling. I'm talking to myself. I can't shake this overwhelming feeling that I'm not doing well.
Gary, this is a friend of the show, Will Bailey. This is Sleepless Nights on a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. I'm talking early because I only have so much of the song. But you can find this one on YouTube. Not YouTube. This is SoundCloud that I'm listening to this on. You can just find it on SoundCloud. Just search Will Bailey. Bailey spelled B-A-I-L-E-Y. Also, he is on Spotify. And you can find his song Feels Like Feels as well as this one and so much more. He's working on new music, which is absolutely music to our ears. So it's Will Bailey on a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
Welcome back in. 30 minutes away from fantasy football with Joe Bartel from RotoWire. Parker Gabriel in an hour. And maybe by then, George, we will have figured out why we should watch tonight between Atlanta and Carolina. Oh. No Christian McCaffrey. You do have Matt Rhule. Got a great offensive mind, Joe Brady. Teddy Bridgewater's playing better. But you do have the Falcons, who are the woulda, coulda, shoulda team. Might be high scoring. Might be some rain. Might be muddy conditions. Who knows? Maybe we'll get to watch more of the Todd Gurley video of Matt Ryan telling Todd Gurley to fall down that was released yesterday. NFL Films. But anytime you get to watch Atlanta play, there's a chance that they could be falconed. You think really Atlanta wants, after losing the way they did against Detroit on a short week, they want to play a road game?
No.
That line is really small. Ooh. I've seen it like 2.5. Welcome back in. How do we feel about Ryan Day?
I think we like him.
But George, they scored late in the game on Saturday to make it 52-17. This is, so I was just posing this question to George. I'm going to make George a really good parent. When okay. You got a lot of George and Gina's running around the house, okay?
Okay.
Is there a difference between the right decision and the best decision?
Yes.
Big Ten always has to be right. They got to be right. Mm. Sometimes they don't make the best decision. Sometimes they don't listen to options. Sometimes you look at it as a whole. Again, take care of all 14. Ryan Day, love this man. You already know I love him as a head football coach. I think he's the real deal. And here's another scary thing. You know, last week I rattled off their talent and his recruiting and what he's done. The 5-star quarterback, Quinn Ewers, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name, who is from South Lake, who had committed to Texas, 5-star quarterback in the class of 2022, number one prospect in 24/7, decommitted last night from Texas. How you doing, Tom Herman? Looks like he's going to go to Ohio State. Really? Really? Also, one other quick note. Does anybody ever say anything nice about Tom Herman? No, I'm not trolling. I'm not being snarky. You don't hear many people just come out and glowingly talk about Tom Herman. And this was even as he was arriving in Austin. They got a huge game at Oklahoma State this weekend. But he's lost a 5-star quarterback that is in their own neighborhood that is probably going to go to Ohio State. So the rich get richer at the Ohio State University. But Ryan Day gets Nebraska. Nebraska fans get Ohio State. The passion for football and how important it is. Remember, Kevin Warren doesn't get Nebraska. Nebraska doesn't understand Kevin Warren. The leadership thing is not a Nebraska problem. It's just Nebraska is involved in it. It is a Big Ten problem. Always got to be right instead of let's do the best thing. Hey, if Nebraska goes to extra lengths to do it safely and properly to get a game to fill in this weekend, let's let them play. Hey, Kevin, you know what it'll look like to give $250K to UTC, who probably has lost a lot of money? They're not even playing football this fall. Do you know what it also does? It also gives our other schools that may have to sit out a weekend, and it's not because of them, an opportunity to get a game. Wouldn't that be best for the league? Nope. Because the right thing to do is to play 8 games in 8 weeks because I said so. Now you kind of see, and we're rehashing a lot of stuff from back in August, is why Jim Delaney strongly wanted a fellow athletic director type to replace him. They get it. Athletic directors usually are open to ideas. They do the best. Right? Best. What's right for our school? What's best for our school? Ryan Day has said this today. You might be fully bust-hucked right now after I say this. Quote, there's a team in Lincoln who wanted an opportunity to play, and they aren't playing this week. When you're the head coach and you have to look at your players and say, we aren't playing, even though they did everything right, that's hard to swallow. Thank you, Ryan Day. Ryan Day looking at it from the best, away from the right. Well, we told you, that's going to stick. You wanted to play, you got to abide by my rules, pal. Okay, we want to play, and we're going to abide by the rules. But what if, in this scenario, nope. Go back over there. Stop. Go sit down in your desk. But, nope. Right and best. Are we doing the best for the conference? And you're laughing because you're like, do you not remember August 21st? The best thing for the conference would be not to have 21 days that you're out if you test positive. But we know that's not going to change, right? Right? If it does, then we're going to have some major speaks. Wonder how many people Ryan Day, how many people from Nebraska follow Ryan Day on Twitter? And hey, he's in a good spot. He's at the most powerful university and program in this conference. And he's got an athletic director that says, go get him, coach. And he's out there, and what are they going to do to him? Because you know why they win? Big Ten isn't going to slap Ohio State. They'll take it out on Nebraska. Because Ohio State wins. You want to repair the relationship, win. Win, and you get to have the podium. Because look at this from our favorite friends in the national media. And hey, we haven't been great locally as well. Some of us in the media, and I'm going to group all of us together, have played the role of the victim. So we've at times embarrassed ourselves. But we've had to put up with national media that if you took that comment, what Nebraska did today, again, Nebraska wants to play. You only get so many opportunities. You want to play. Don't you guys follow the rules there in Lincoln? You wanted to play, follow the rules. Pipe down, step back. Ryan Day says something like that, and like, man, I want to play for that guy. I'm going to go home and make love to my wife, and we're going to produce a 5-star. And in 18 years, I'm going to send him to Columbus because I love that guy. See what this week has done to us? I just didn't think I would go there.
I did not.
Let's do a couple of emails here in the Equitable Bank inbox. Heck, we're not just going to do a couple. We're going to do a lot. John says, the Big Ten has needed to be right so badly that for years they tried to act like the Rose Bowl was a better destination than the national championship game. And I'm sure there are plenty of these morons still in the Big Ten offices.
Ooh.
What does it take? It takes an outside perspective. Urban Meyer came in and said, the Rose Bowl is great, but it's not the end-all, be-all. We want to play for a national title. Are you sure? But at the time, you also had Jim Delaney that was like, hey, I know you are a blessing coming into this league to say that, which I've been trying to say, but everybody protects the Rose Bowl. Aiden. Barry Alvarez talking yesterday about revisiting the automatic 3-week sit out for positive players. If that changes now after Wisconsin has the number one quarterback out for 3 weeks, it will make me more angry than anything that's happened to this point. There will be rioting in the streets. Peaceful, but there'll be rioting in the streets of the Big Ten world if all of a sudden that changes. If that rule changes, and that rule should not have been in place anyhow, it should have been 14 days. But if that gets overhauled here shortly, then you have every right across the conference to raise holy heck. Especially if you're Purdue or Michigan. Now, I still believe that Wisconsin's game against Purdue next week is in jeopardy. But if you do the math, Graham Mertz could be back to play against Michigan. And that's with the 21 days. If that happens, then all bets are off. But I still believe that the Big Ten, even if it's Barry Alvarez, who swings a big Johnson in the league, the Big Ten will say, nope, that's the right thing to do. And Barry Alvarez and everybody else says, well, the best thing to do is look at what we have here. Let's talk about some other information that we have at our disposal to make a best decision. Tanner adds on to the recruiting of Ohio State. They're getting cornerbacks for that 5-star wide receiver from Texas, a 5-star cornerback, and just got a 4-star safety from Des Moines. Tim says, sometimes the right answer is not the best answer, and sometimes the best answer is not the right answer. George, wrap your mind around that email from Tim. Sometimes the right answer is not the best answer, and sometimes the best answer is not the right answer. Kenny into the Equitable Bank inbox. I love when myopic football callers say we should go independent and completely discount the benefit Nebraska gets on the academic side of being in the Big Ten. A little state school like Nebraska's flyover country that would set back to the Stone Age without being in a conference. Adam says Ohio State and Texas would be the only programs in college football I think could go independent if they wanted to. Nebraska does not want to and would not benefit at all from going independent. Fantasy football questions, by the way, can also be sent to the Equitable Bank inbox.
Sure can.
Joe Bartel, is coming up at the top of the hour. Parker Gabriel is coming up at 1:30. We're going to try and recap what has happened in a busy 24 to 36 hours that Nebraska will not play this weekend with what is going on with the Wisconsin football program after Barry Alvarez said, we have decided to push pause, and Dane County and Madison and the state of Wisconsin is not in a very good spot as the pandemic rages on across the country, but in Wisconsin, they're feeling it. Just read a story from the Milwaukee paper. The campus in Madison has just got outrageous numbers of positivity rates. But I think for the benefit of everybody in the conference, whether they like you or not, the Big Ten has to kind of look into what happened here. In the first case of an outbreak, what happened? What went wrong? Was it in the testing? Was it in what Wisconsin did? They do have to do that. I think that's important, whether you're for the Big Ten or not. That's important to know for everybody else in the conference, that if the testing had a loophole in it and there was a breakdown, then other schools need to know immediately. If it was getting sloppy, not respecting the Rona, then there's hell to pay. And there should be. Because you're now in week two and you've already lost a game. And compound that with the guy that was one of the more talked about players on the weekend. He's out for 21 days. All right, 12:44. Get to the calls, emails. We'll mix in some tweets, some texts, and George's thoughts on all of this. I forget, George and I will be at Fernando's tomorrow, 75th and Pacific, from 4 to 6, to chat with all of you and to give away a 50-inch big screen TV, 4K smart TV, and our Big Red Big Screen Blitz.